This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjal Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Three corona-related deaths reported in Dang and Saptari district. A powerful bomb explodes in Udaipur district, damaging Tapli rural municipality office. And G20 leaders pledge to ensure fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccine, drug and test across globe. Now, the news in detail. Three corona-related deaths have been reported in Dang and Saptari district today. Two corona-infected men from Dang died last night while undergoing treatment in Banke. According to corona focal person at the district health office Banke, Naresh Shrestha, a 67-year-old man from Ghorahi sub-metropolis 9 and a 68-year-old man from Tulsipur sub-metropolis 9 died at Kohalpur-based Nepalganj Medical College Teaching Hospital. Similarly, a 50-year-old public health officer of Rajbiraj Ward No. 2 of Saptari died of coronavirus infection last night. He was undergoing treatment at Biratnagar-based Noble Hospital. The deceased was the coordinator of the health branch at Mirchaya Municipality in Siraha. Likewise, 31 corona-infected persons recovered today in Banke district. With this, the total number of recoveries in Banke district has reached 3,504. One person died in a road accident at Gajuri in Dhading district along the Prithivi Highway this morning. Dipesh Kesi of Salyantar was killed when his car heading towards Kathmandu from Muglin and a tripper coming from the opposite direction collided. According to the chief of the area police office, Gajuri, Yuvraj Khadka, three persons were injured in the accident. The injured have been referred to Kathmandu for further treatment. A powerful bomb exploded at the office of Tapli Rural Municipality 5 in Udaipur district last night. According to the chief of district health of District Police Office, Udaipur, Bhim Bahadur Dahal, the bomb had exploded at a public help desk in the rural municipality. According to the SP Dahal, an unexploded bomb was also found in the office. The bomb blast has damaged the offices of the rural municipality vice chairman, chief administrative officer and account officer. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. G20 leaders on Saturday vowed to ensure a fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, drugs and tests around the world and do what was needed to support poorer countries struggling to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic, which has thrown the global economy into a deep recession this year, and efforts needed to underpin an economic rebound in 2021 was at the top of the agenda. The comments drew clear contrast with the Trump administration go-it-alone approach, including its break with the World Health Organization. U.S.-based labs Pfizer and Moderna have raised hopes of vaccine against the pandemic, with China and Russia planning expansion beyond the trials of their vaccines. A barrage of rockets has hit residential areas of Kabul, killing at least 8 people and wounding more than 30. Interior Ministry said that more than a dozen rockets were fired from the pickup truck inside the city. The regional Islamic State group said it was behind it. The attack happened hours before a meeting between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Taliban negotiators in an effort to resume top peace talks. Many analysts fear the Afghan army is not strong enough to fight on its own if violence continues after foreign troops have left. Hundreds of anti-government protesters in Guatemala have vandalized and set fire to parts of the Congress building before being dispersed by riot police. The building in Guatemala City was empty at the time of Saturday's attack, which lasted for about 10 minutes. The fire services put the fire out, but several people were treated for the effects of smoke inhalation. The protesters are opposed to a budget approved by Congress for the Central American country on Wednesday night. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. 3 corona-related deaths reported in Dang and Saptari district. A powerful bomb explodes in Udaipur district, damaging Tapli rural municipality office. And G20 leaders pledge to ensure fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccine, drug and test across globe. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.